Mark the Newman. Maranatha, Jesus is coming again. Are you ready to meet him, beloved? For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, it is so good to taste and see that the Lord is good. That is to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as your personal Savior, to know that emptiness within your being is no longer there, but that your life is filled and full and overflowing. Oh, the joy that Jesus brings into our spirit and into our soul when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and he sends his Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. We've been talking about rejection and how that the whole human race has been impacted by it. And we've seen many illustrations from the Word of God as rejection is something that we live with all the time. It's something that we experience. It's something that we see. It's something that has impacted the lives of every one of us and creates all kinds of problems within our lives and affects our attitudes and our actions and our conduct. Why is it, do you suppose, that individuals who know the Lord Jesus, know the joy and the peace and the forgiveness of sin that Christ offers, are hesitant to share with others the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ? The reason is because of rejection. Men are fearful and afraid that people will reject them, will look at us as something strange, something different. They'll be uncomfortable around us. And so, rather than be rejected, we don't say anything. Oh, beloved, how we need that cure for rejection, which is the love of God, flooding our soul and spirit and empowering us to be that witness, that testimony, that example of the believer, that vessel that will speak freely about the Lord Jesus Christ and the joy of knowing him, the peace of God which passes all understanding, the joy of the Lord that the world cannot take away, and live in such a manner and in such a way that people see Christ in and through our lives. Oh, beloved, if we can just grasp and get a hold of this wonderful, wonderful truth of who we are in Christ Jesus, and how that Christ transforms and changes our lives. Well, that's what we're talking about here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. If you'll get your Bible or New Testament and have time to look and study along with us. We're talking about what a privilege it is to be in Christ Jesus. And it's through salvation that we are placed in Christ so that God the Father sees us through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're reading in verse 3 of Ephesians 1, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places or in the spiritual realm in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings are already ours, according as he hath chosen us in Christ. God the Father chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Beloved, that makes you and I very special. That God had us in mind before he even created this universe. Before this universe was brought into existence, God knew about you and me, and he had us in mind, beloved, and he was planning for our salvation even before the earth was created. That's a marvelous and amazing and wonderful truth, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Beloved, when Christ comes into our life, we are justified, and there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1 tells us. No condemnation, so that we are without blame before Christ in love. And this is a marvelous truth that I want you to grasp and comprehend. And as we, in the days ahead, get into our study further about who we are and learn to walk in acceptance in Christ and not worry about whether men accept or reject us, not be seeking man's rejection, but seeking to glorify the Lord God and to find Him being glorified in and through our lives. Oh, the fulfillment, the joy, the blessing that comes, and the deliverance from rejection, so that rejection is not a problem. Oh, beloved, don't you want to be delivered from rejection? Don't you want to be delivered from the fear of man? You see, that's what the fear of man is. The fear of man is rejection. We don't want to be rejected, either covertly, that is, hidden rejection, or overt, open rejection. We want to be accepted by man, but, beloved, how much more important to be accepted by God and to accept His acceptance. You see, beloved, when we accept Christ as Savior, we are accepted. Notice, as He tells us in verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son and His beloved Son, in whom He is well pleased, as He told us when Christ was baptized and came up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit of God descending upon Him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus Christ is the Beloved. And in Jesus Christ, beloved, we find full and complete acceptance. And oh, the love of God that becomes a reality in our heart through the indwelling Holy Spirit, as Romans 5:1 tells us, the love of God. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be accepted, how wonderful to be loved, and have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. And how wonderful to be so in love with the Lord and have His love so filling our life that it spills over into the lives of others, and that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe, both to the Jew and to the Gentile. O beloved, let the love of God permeate your life and fill your life, so that you will accept your acceptance and recognize that that's all that really matters, our being accepted by Almighty God. Verse 7, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Yes, beloved, what does redeem mean? What does it mean to be redeemed? It means to be brought back into fellowship with God. We were separated from fellowship with God when sin entered in, and the whole human race is in that condition, separated from God, until we put our faith and trust in Christ and accept Him as Savior and are redeemed, brought back into fellowship with God, for Christ paid the price necessary to redeem us from the slave market of sin and from the power of Satan, and to bring us back into the family of God. Beloved, the wonder of being redeemed through the blood of Christ, His blood, because His blood represented His life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We're told right here in the Word of God Did you know the first president of the United States was bled to death? He had a cold, and they sent for the doctor, and the doctor put leeches up on his skin, and the leeches drained the blood out of the president's body, President Washington. And the record states that at last the blood came slow and thick. He was literally bled to death, beloved, and he literally died because right beside his table, I've stood in the room where Washington died, and I've seen the bed that he died in, and right on the bedstand, right next to the bed, was the Word of God that says the life of the flesh is in the blood. If that doctor believed God's Word, if that doctor had known God's Word and had believed what the Word of God said, he would have known that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that's why the blood of Jesus Christ is so important, because it pictures the life of Christ being given for you and for me. When he died on that old rugged cross, and his blood was shed and given for us. His life, beloved, was given. Thus in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be forgiven of sins, plural, of all sins. How to be made pure and clean and holy. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit does when we put our faith and trust in Christ. As John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the spiritual part of man. That's where we're born again. That's where we're made pure and clean. That's where we're justified. That's where we're made holy and righteous and acceptable in the sight of God. It's in our spirit that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, for he dwells within our spirit. And in our spirit we're made pure and clean and righteous and holy. And we're forgiven for all of our sin, and we're made accepted in the sight of God, as verse 6 states. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be accepted, how wonderful to be cleansed, how wonderful to be forgiven for our sin, how wonderful to be delivered from rejection and accepted by Almighty God. Till next time, goodbye.